How's it going, everybody? I am going to be talking Cowboy Bebop today. So if you do not want any spoilers or what have you, do not listen to this. Go watch. I'm going to say this. Go watch either the cartoon first, go watch the anime first, all 26 episodes, and then watch Cowboy Bebop, all 10 episodes. Or, and this one might break your heart a little bit, watch all Cowboy Bebop live action first, then go back and watch the anime. Do not intermingle. Watch one, then watch the other. Whatever one you watch first, finish it, then come back. All right, enjoy the ad. I am going to be talking differences today. I am not going to be talking plot points unless they are relevant to the discussion, but I'm going to be talking characters, I'm going to be talking relationships of the characters, I'm going to be talking the feel of the shows. So if you're not interested in that, go back, enjoy the anime, or go enjoy the new Netflix show, which, by the way, let me start off by saying, I feel like the anime set the mold, and the Netflix show did not break the mold. So, let me talk about the Netflix show first. I immediately got over my disappointment after episode 2. Episode 2, was the most Hollywooding of an anime that I've ever seen. It's pretty Hollywood. The thing about it, though, is it's not bad. It's just that if you watch the anime first, you're going to have a bitterness possibly involved. Now, with the live action, once you got to episode 3, episode 4, 5, 6, and 7 are all really good. The way I wish they had marketed Cowboy Bebop was Cowboy Bebop Remix. If they had thrown a thing on there saying, "Hey, we're not recreating the show. We're instead of having characters that are away at times, we are going to have everybody up front. Like, we're going to check in with everybody all together." I think. Anna goes from a convenience store clerk, someone who runs a shop, to someone who runs a club, because of course, the one character from those two episodes, I think early, not early on, but in the two episodes in that deals with Vicious. That character is a minor character throughout the series now. The stuff that that gets hinted at a few episodes in, it's hinted at right off the bat, and it's pretty obvious. So Let me talk strong suits. Episode 1 of both Bebops are pretty similar. The spirit is kind of close to it, but it's not. Episode 1 starts with a scene that lets you know that they're in space. It's a real tone setter because Spike shows up. There's bad guys that need to be taken care of. And he's not doing it to take care of the bad guys. He's doing it because there's money on each of them. And the one guy brings a disruptor to the fight and blows a hole in the fucking ship. So, all good. Then you get into the episode that's, they're recreating like episode one. And the anime had less of a budget, but because it's animation and they can just go straight to what have you, totally different show. It's same plot points, but just what have you. Now, the VR episode, the Jets flashbacks episode, all really good. They fit the form of the show, which, by the way, it's retro science, space exploration, noir, cowboys, the bounty hunters. However, it's way more cartoonish. It is like if the anime felt like real people, the show barely feels like real people. The people that are, I feel like once you get past episode two, it's like it rips off the Band-Aid. Then it's like, okay, it just allows you to just reset things and just be good. Like, it's the characters being the characters. Spike and... Spike is Spike. John Cho is very good as Spike. He... Jet is very good at being Jet. Faye is very Faye. However, I wish... they had been... they made the decision not to be they made the decision not to be 1996. So 1996, Faye has a very iconic outfit, which... they do not, they hint at, but they don't, go over there. Like, they have the stockings, they have the yellow shorts, the yellow top, the jacket that, didn't really cover much. Well, it turns out in this one, it covers a lot. So, and I want to say Ed is in the last, couple episodes or hinted at in the ending. I'm not quite sure. I do know that, people were complaining about that, but, like, the first three or four episodes is just Spike and Jet. Then Faye comes along. Then, in episode eight, Ed comes in. Now, I haven't seen it. I haven't finished Cowboy Bebop on Netflix. I'm up to episode seven or eight. The one thing I'll say is, like, certain mysteries are not mysteries. I think because it's a remix of the 1996 show, like, I'm having a hard time differentiating. It's like, oh, okay, there's people that don't know this, that find out about this. Let me say just out loud, the one thing that unites both of them. They had Yoko Kanno come in as the composer, the music producer, whatever. for the show soundtrack. It sounds like bebop. It looks like bebop. It doesn't feel like bebop exactly, but you know what? For a Netflix show, this is not the greatest anime adaptation of all time. However, it doesn't suck. As an adaptation, it leaves a lot to be desired, but it doesn't suck. I think the ones that suffer the most are Vicious and Julia, but I'm not going to get into that. I'm just going to say, Vicious was a very simple bad guy. Is that he's ambitious. He has things. So the more you do with him, the less, it feels like him, but also, Julia, I think having her display up front, I'm not a fan of that. Personally, that was like I said, episode two, once you get past that, rip the Band-Aid off, it gets better. Now, the original anime, in contrast to the Netflix show, took its time, and it had its somber moments, it had its dourness, it felt grittier. Even though it was a cartoon, it doesn't, the sense of humor wasn't as upfront. It wasn't as slapstick. I don't know if Spike actually had a nickname in the syndicate, but I'm not gonna get into it because I'm not quite sure. I've watched the anime years ago. I caught the last several episodes first, and then I started watching it a while ago, but I never finished. So there was certain episodes that I was a huge fan of. Rewatching it, I think it was episode 7 or something, 5, 6, or 7, where I'm just gonna come out and say it. The anime is better. The anime is so much better. The characters that you're introduced to, the way you're introduced to them, the stylishness of it. Netflix does a really good job with certain things. However, it's just the Cowboy Bebop makes you feel a certain way. And the Netflix show doesn't succeed where but here's the thing though. The anime was done in 1996. It was different set of values, different cultural isms going on. Cowboy Bebop, for a Western audience, might be the all right, what's better than Ava? Bebop. I'm not saying it's true that Cowboy Bebop is the greatest anime of all time, but it comes close. I didn't even realize this. Cowboy Bebop isn't big in Japan because after 13 episodes, it got canceled. So, because it was too violent. So, of course, us violence-loving mongrels in the West, we really took to it. I think Attack on Titan might make a case for itself being really great. But GOAT status. Cowboy Bebop might be the greatest of all time 90s anime. Might be. It has everything we love about 90s anime. It's the fashion is a little bit risque. The plot is great. The soundtrack is great. I think one of the things that the Netflix show addresses that's better than, or I don't know about better, but one of the things that Netflix addressed in Cowboy Bebop was there were trans characters in the original in 1996. Like non-binary types, and when Cowboy Bebop originally did them, like, what they weren't punchlines, but they weren't exactly like there was, it ranged. It was either like a butt of a joke, or with the case of Gren. Gren was like a comrade of Vicious. They fought together in the war on Titan, and then like Vicious betrayed him, and then he got experimented on in prison, and then he ended up the way that he did. Hence, like, but I'm curious to see if the Netflix show, I haven't finished it yet, so I'm hoping that like they reveal that Vicious connection somehow, but it's one of those things where I don't know how to talk about it, so I'm not going to. I'm just going to say that there is an issue here, and I am waiting to, I'm reserving judgment on the Netflix show until I finish it, because I've heard mixed reviews, but like it really gets its shit together halfway through, like, which, by the way, the whole point of adapting a show that is as good as it is that you just take what they did and you just elaborate on it. You just follow, if they had followed the same rhythms that the original show had, like, you give us one episode where it recreates everything perfectly, and then you go off and just do your own thing, but you hit the same plot points, but just in different ways. But I am enjoying the, like, there was one episode early on where there's eco-terrorists, they're avenging a sea rat that's gone extinct. They show up, and I was just, like, it put a smile on my face because I knew where it came from. However, there was differences, but the differences didn't detract, because, like, it was either, I would say either spiritually accurate, or it was at the very least cool. Like the way that it was handled was like funny. So, like, I think once people, like, get into that rhythm, because I know, like, Jet early on, I forgot the guy's name. He was Bushman in Luke Cage Season 2. Bushmaster. He does a great job of going from doing, like, an impersonation of the character to becoming the character. So, on that note, see you later, Space Cowboys.